Dallas in between the circles. Jalen now at the top. Inside the arc, Cardwell, left wing to Denver. Wide open three. Count it. 7 threes tonight for Denver Jones.
And they're looking for him, and that makes a big difference.
Congratulations, gentlemen, and War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
All right, let me start with you, senior. Let me start with you. What was senior night like for you tonight, KD?
For me, just a lot of emotions, you know, full of fun in this building, you know. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's always electric, so it can't get better than that. It just get better and better every game.
Who did you have with you tonight?
My mom and my trainer.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Folks saw the feature that War Eagle Plus did on you, and you and your mother talked about your relationship. And listen, it's special. It just is. What has she meant to you, KD? What has your mom meant to you?
The world, you know. She just did sacrifice everything for me, you know, to put me in this position I am today. So right. I can't do nothing but just thank her each and every day and be glad she's still here.
Denver, you and I talked before the Mizzou game. And we just talked about you're looking for your shot, a little bit more aggressive. Boy, the shot was falling from the get-go for you tonight. 21.7 threes on the night.
Honestly, just being more aggressive, just being more confident in everything I do. And I feel like as the season winding down, as we're going into March, it's time where everybody starts playing their best basketball. So I feel like once we get used to playing with each other, you know, so our confidence, us knocking down shots is going to be the key for us in March.
Everybody was getting in the act for the assist. You guys have at least 29 assists. It's the most ever under Bruce Pearl here.
And
yes.
That's crazy.
And they're going to go back and look and see if there was a 30th somewhere. But, boy, I mean, everyone was distributing the ball. Both of you guys, two you guys. It was coming from everywhere on the floor tonight, didn't it?
It just shows how unselfish this team is. Right. Everyone wants to see everybody win. Everybody wants to win, too, at that. And I feel like we don't have any type of selfish person on the team.
KD, you got to play in front of this crowd, game in and game out. 55 consecutive sellouts here at Neville Arena. What has that meant in your Auburn career to be part of the best home court advantage in the country?
And you know, I'm going to say that, what you just said, each and every day. You know, I truly believe that the way they come out each and every game and show their support, and the way I came out there for this year's Kentucky game and they were sleeping out and stuff, it was just amazing. For this school right here to come each and every day and do that, I got to give it to them. The Jungle is the number one fan base in the world.
No question about that. All right, guys. It's now on to the SEC tournament and beyond.
Yes, sir.
Right now. That Denver, that's got to excite you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be my first time going to March Madness, so it's going to be a first-time experience.
Right.
So I'm just going, you know what I'm saying, play hard, you know what I'm saying, try and win.
All right, KD, for those guys that are going to be making their first trips to the SEC tournament and then the NCAA tournament. What do you tell them about that?
I really don't get them, you know, because, you know, for some people, that's their first time. So
right.
I'll just make sure they get some hardware. They'll leave with some hardware this year.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, thank you for the visit tonight. KD, congratulations on your senior night. Congratulations on your 21 here tonight, guys. War Eagle.
Sir, War Eagle.
There's a steal for KD up the sideline. He drives to the hole. Hank shoots, scores.
I think you should call a foul every once in a while. I think these guys must have just got out of a rest home. They're not calling anything.
41-27, Auburn, a minute 50 to go in the first. Congratulations, a hard-fought victory. Coach, at both ends of the floor tonight.
Yeah, it was a really chippy, you know, game. Georgia plays hard. You know, that you could see that Mike's got him still playing for something. There was just, you know, too much extracurricular stuff out there, too much talking, and that just wasn't a real clean game. But the game isn't always, you know, that way. 17 assists in the first half. I mean, I thought the guys did a great job sharing the ball. You know, obviously in the second half to give them, you know, as many points as we, you know, they scored. We send to the foul line again 30 times. We send to the foul line 30 times, trying not to foul them. That was challenging.
You end up with 29 assists on the night. I think you're going to go back and look and see if there perhaps was a 30th tonight. If you would, just talk about what was the key to the assists for just about everybody tonight, Coach.
Well, I mean, I thought that we were able to kind of execute our stuff. Georgia came out with a zone. They came out with a switching defense. I don't think they've hardly run all year long.
Right.
And we have some really good man stuff that can – convert to the zone pretty quickly. And so we were getting really good inside touches, and we executed well. I thought, you know, Georgia could have caught us off guard with some of that stuff. So obviously to share the ball like we share the ball. Unbelievable to watch Denver Jones, you know, just shoot the ball and play with such great tempo and such great feel and do it on both ends of the floor. And so that's really, really good going into postseason right now. Is Denver Jones is probably playing as well as any guard in the SEC right now.
All right, you know that you will be the 4 seed at the SEC tournament, play on game 2 on Friday. Don't know exactly who at this point. But this is an Auburn team that was, as you've talked about, was picked 6th in the preseason. You tied for 2nd.
I think tied for 3rd.
Yeah.
I think tied for 3rd.
Tied for 3rd. Yeah. But still, you're tied for 3rd through the tiebreakers. You're the 4 seed coming up at the SEC tournament.
Hey, Eddie, listen. 24 wins, 13 SEC wins by double – 24 wins by double digits.
All by double digits.
You know, I mean, this team has done very, very well. I'm very proud of them. Yeah, thank you. I am. I mean, it's and to be 13-5 in the league in this year – it just speaks to the commitment here at Auburn. Speaks to our ability to, you know, win at home and Neville have this great home court advantage, and yet we had a winning road record in the SEC.
Right.
That's hard to do. Coach Sonny will tell you that's winning on a road in the league is hard to do. So this team definitely has checked off some boxes. Now, what do we got from this point forward? You know, who's going to be able to step up? Our young point guards have got to continue to play better defensively, and be as you know, be impactful. Again, I thought Chad Baker tonight didn't have one of his better games because he's a guy that always does everything for us, and we were able to win without him doing everything. Chaney Johnson played great in the first half. Jay Williams in the second half. We got really good center play. So again, it's the sum of our parts.
As you look now, how much does it mean to get that those first two rounds off, not play till Friday in your mind?
It helps. You know, obviously it helps. You only got to win 3 to win it all. You don't get the hardest game to win will be the first one. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the hardest game. It always is. And so what my staff will do is we'll prepare for the first game. But we'll also peek at what's in front of us on the road to the championship. You've got to be able to. And so I've got 3 scout teams. They'll work on their teams. We're going to get together a little bit later on tonight and kind of map it out. Kids get the day off tomorrow. Classes start Monday, so getting them back to class. We've been all class and getting them back to class Monday, Tuesday. We'll probably leave Wednesday sometime, probably late in the day, maybe early evening, get there Wednesday night. And get to work Thursday, get ready to play Friday.
Nashville's about to become an Auburn town because of the SEC tournament with Auburn, of course, there. Auburn baseball's playing at Vanderbilt. Gymnastics is playing in Nashville all this weekend.
Wow.
There's a lot of Auburn in the Music City this weekend,
I'll tell you,
Coach.
I know one guy that's happy about it. That's John Cohen.
Right.
He's happy about that. He's going to be able to check off all the boxes in Nashville. So, no, I just hope we can stay there,
right,
you know, for a few days, right? And I just told the team we're three wins away from another SEC championship.
A 55th consecutive sellout here tonight, Coach.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Neville Arena, there's no place like home. I do think our fans have enjoyed this team. I think this team has been enjoyable. You go up and down the roster, those seniors, we weren't saying goodbye. We were just saying thank you. And they've done a great job. There aren't many senior nights where, you know, you're looking at, like, even though we honored Leor Berman last year, 5 years, graduated. Jalen Williams, 5 years, graduated. Dylan Cardwell, 4 years, graduated. Carter Sabera, 4 years, graduated. Chris Moore, 4 years, on track to graduate this summer. Katie Johnson, 3 years, on track to graduate this summer. Just really, really feel good about that, and we had some phenomenal managers, you know, as well. And then what more could you say about Jedi Broome? In the 2 years that he was here, he has improved himself tremendously, and he's also in many ways carried our program, and in some ways is the face of our program.
Congratulations, War Eagle.
War Eagle.